This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Buyout offers for millions of federal employees, not so fast.
Federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocking the Trump administration from implementing its buyout offer for federal employees. It comes on what was scheduled to be deadline day for the more than 2 million federal workers facing buyouts. Part of Elon Musk's effort to cut the federal government workforce under President Trump's direction.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House today. A federal judge in Boston will consider a request from 18 state attorneys general to block Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. A SEPTA train carrying roughly 350 people went up in flames on Thursday night outside Philadelphia. It happened during rush hour, but all the passengers and crew were able to get out safely. And an aircraft carrying 10 people south of the Arctic Circle in Alaska has gone missing. Rescuers spent the night searching for any sign of it. This is ABC News. A woman in New York recovering with a broken jaw. She says she suffered at the hands of an Amazon delivery man. ABC's Sonia Rincon has more.
Emily O'Mara needs surgery on her broken jaw. She and her husband are asking cops to find the man who broke it with a punch to the side of her face.
He hit a woman that was working for a mother of four from behind.
O'Mara works as a security guard for several apartment buildings here on West 35th Street. Her attacker wasn't one of the trespassers she sometimes has to ask to leave. She says it was an Amazon delivery guy.
ABC News has reached out to Amazon for comment. One of the worst flu seasons in years is gripping much of the country and forcing school districts to cancel classes. The CDC says there have been more than 250,000 hospitalizations from the flu and 11,000 deaths so far this season. There's also been a spike in COVID cases, RSV and norovirus. Doctors say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now, you know, got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. We're looking at around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down late on Saturday afternoon. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high right around 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight. So we're going to have a best of show with lots of fun guests. I hope you enjoy, and we'll be back tomorrow for a great show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two here on a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, where we are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, freezing downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this night. We are talking to, we've got live music coming up with a couple guys from Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, who have been here before, and they are going to rock the house, so to speak, in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. She is the founder of Wayless MD in the Milwaukee area, and she is a dietitian and nutritionist, and lots of fun to talk to. I always like talking to you, Sherry, so I can find out what I'm doing wrong when it comes to my eating habits. it's nice to have someone to check. In our exchange earlier today, you listed one of the top five New Year's weight loss resolutions that fail every time. And this really confused me. You said, why reducing calories and exercising more doesn't work for losing weight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it a math thing? Well, what's the deal there?
Well, I know. And that's like the biggest, that's why we're all still like, still trying the same things. And we end up where we were because it doesn't work. And again, it has to do with the metabolic health, and it has to do with the body's ability to access calories in our fat stores. And because the fat stores now have become so toxic and so inflammatory, the body only accesses a certain amount of fat and then it stops. So you run the risk. So people that, you know, try to go low calorie for a prolonged period of time, the body's not going to touch the fat that they're going after, and it's going to start to go after muscle once they use up the what we call the subcutaneous fat. So this is what's never talked about. And so people, again, they continue to do the same things and they continue to end up where they were, and then they continue to gain even more because then now they've lost muscle and now they're in the worst metabolic healthy state.
How important is, it's funny you say that, the one thing I have been able to stick to, I just do like a very basic 30-minute weight routine once a week. I've been told that's almost more important than cardio. So if I have to give up that or my walk, I give up the walk and I still go to the gym. How important is resistance training to people as they get older?
Super, duper, duper important. Cardio is great, but it's not really doing anything for muscle mass. And muscle mass is the driver of metabolic health.
Very interesting. Conrad, what do you bench?
I haven't done it in a while, but last time I did it was two plates.
Two plates? Mm-hmm. I was giving him the ability to impress you, and he was honest. Okay.
five plates, sorry.
Five plates, there you go. So, Sherry, you also sent me something that said 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions that set you up to fail. And I'm guilty of so many of these. One, the first one is giving up a food group. Is that not sustainable?
It's not. And you can create a lot of nutrient deficiencies, and the body's going to rebel at some point, right? And it's going to, I mean, the body finds its way to get what it wants. So we need all the food groups. That's the problem. There's certain food groups that we're eating too much of, and there's certain food groups that now is not food. So we just have to be mindful of when we're restricting, how long we restrict for, because again, your body's going to tell you what it needs eventually.
Okay. Well said. Another one was setting extreme weight loss goals. Is the issue there, the key word being extreme, or should you not set any goals? Should you just try to make a life change? Is that where that question is going, or that topic?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, cause people still say like, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds by so-and-so. And like, realistically, like I said before, everything will be, if you are looking for short-term weight loss, then that's fine. If you're looking for long-term weight loss, we got to be realistic. We have to look at the foundation. You can't ignore the fact that maybe you're eating McDonald's, but only having like one meal a day, and you're drinking, you know, like you have to look at the full picture and be realistic with what your goals are. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there like, oh, you know, you shouldn't lose more than 2 pounds a week. That's so dangerous. I don't believe that at all. But I just believe that what's super important is if you're losing weight, you better know what you're losing. Because if you don't know what you're losing, now you're in, you know, you're in a sticky situation because of like muscle, fat, and lean body tissue and all of that.
We got another question here. How are green supplements like Bloom? Are they safe? Are they effective?
What supplements?
Bloom. Have you heard of that?
No. Oh. What is Bloom?
Like green supplements.
Yeah.
Green?
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, without looking, because I scrutinize everything and I look at the label, because everything is like, now they market it as healthy, right? So right. I'm always like, send me the label, send me the ingredients. So I can't really say without knowing. I mean, greens just in general are crucial.
Yeah.
That we're all not getting anymore, because the standard American diet doesn't even include vegetables anymore. And that's what feeds all the healthy gut, you know, gut bacteria and that type of thing.
Right. Here's another one from Bridget in the 818. Can you lose weight after menopause?
Absolutely. 100%.
Sounds like that's a big
100%.
Yes. Is it harder to do, Sherry, or is it...
Because of our state of health, the norm is that it's hard, right?
Yeah.
This is what we hear. This is what we hear. So we start to believe it. We may have like a little bit, our metabolism may slow down a tiny, tiny bit, but it really has to do with your metabolic health. That is what I found in working with people. There is changes. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But it really has to do with our current state of health more so than anything.
Interesting. Let's go back to the list here. Here's another one that confused me. Going from no exercise. And this is, again, this is the 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions to set you up to fail. Going from no exercise to daily exercising. See, I think to the layman like me, that would be a good thing.
No, I don't know. I don't do that with people. I'm like, you have to start slow. I'll give you an example. I just actually started, I started taking dance lessons, and I am not a dancer. I just told you I'm an athlete, right? So I'm like, I'm going to step outside my comfort zone and I'm going to do something fun. And so I go in there and I'm like, they're doing all this stuff. I'm like, no, I need to know one or two things that I can work on for the week, you know? So it's the same thing. Like, work on a couple things. Don't get overwhelmed. Start slow, because it's a process. It's a progression. And that's what turns into more of like a sustainable, like, habits.
Very interesting. Is it too late for me to be a college athlete? I've still got all 4 years of eligibility.
No,
okay.
No. And absolutely not. I truly believe that. Like, I feel like our belief systems like put a ceiling on all of our goals and things like that, because that's just what we're told. But I feel like there's so much, so many people can reach so many things that they never even thought possible if we just didn't listen to the news all the time.
I am so motivated right now. Tell Eric and Adam I'm leaving. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to swim in the Fox River right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another one, and this one I totally get. Giving up too many habits at once. And I've been guilty of that, too. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And then, like, it lasts 3 days, right?
100%. You just can't do it. You're going to want to shoot yourself in the head the next day, right? I mean, you know, like, people might be eating super healthy, and then all of a sudden I find out they're having, you know, 3 Pepsis a day. It's like, yeah, so it's a process. And and the standard American diet and the things that we eat is actually like crack cocaine. So it's addictive. Yeah. And so it's actually like a withdrawal process. You have to slowly wean off certain foods because of what it does intentionally to dopamine and certain neurotransmitters in the brain.
Yeah, that's insane. Okay, so this last one, we kind of touched on fasting. You have fasting or cleansing. I know tons of people, especially when I lived in LA, that did the cleanse, and I've done fasting. And I will say, when I fast, or if I do a 16-hour fast, my sleep scores are insane. I sleep so much better. What's a healthy way to fast, in your opinion?
Okay. So, that is very different for everybody, because you've been a faster. Everyone has their threshold. And when you are seeing benefits, that means fasting, that means that amount is good for you. So if somebody came to me, like I just had today, and they're like, I've never fasted and I'm looking to do it. Well, then I'm like, okay, well, let's just start with like 12 hours, because that's easy.
Right.
But then you can continue fasting. Absolutely, Pete. I mean, I don't want you to think that fasting. Fasting is how they healed disease back in the day.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You're healing the gut, you're cleansing the body, you're mentally, your acuity is off the charts.
It's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think everyone is just very, very different. It's kind of like an exercise. You start slow and you build up to it.
It's interesting. It's almost liberating. Like, I would do a 36-hour fast, and the first time I did it was kind of tough. And then I would try to do that once a week. And I loved getting up going, I don't have to think about food today. Because a lot of people's day is going, what am I going to eat? When am I going to eat it? It's like a reward almost. And I love not having to make that decision. And then I did notice, like you said, mental acuity. Your brain is so sharp.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So how can people find out? I really appreciate this, Sherry. It's been great catching up with you again.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
The info you give is priceless. Where can people find out more information on Weightless MD other than a Google? Can you steer them somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, okay. weightlessmd.com. You can certainly call our office, which is 262-226-2046. But that, you're going to have all the information you need to get in touch with us. We're on all the social media outlets as well.
It's such a great site. Check it out and check out Sherry's work. The next time you're here, just to mess with you, I'm going to wear like a fat suit. And I'm going to say, here's what I've been doing.
Well, I can't wait for the next time, because I love talking to you. This is
absolutely
fun.
Right back at you, my friend. Have a great night. Thanks so much. And we'll do this again soon. It was fun.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD. Check it out. Hey, when we come back, two of our favorite guests are here, right, Conrad?
Ask your mother.
I can't wait to find out what they bench. It's going to be great. All right.
Sixth place.
We're coming right back with Ask Your Mother. Eric and Adam are in the hizzy. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There is something about comfort food, especially if it keeps you connected to family and your favorite recipes when you're away from home. A UW lacrosse program, Recipes from Home, is helping students there by bringing a taste of their childhood right to campus. Parents submit their family favorite recipes, and if picked, the featured meal is made and served to everyone at the dining hall. The student's name, hometown, and recipe is displayed next to the food. Now, some of the recipes from home enjoyed by all this winter range from chicken chili to bacon ranch tater tot casserole. Both students and parents agree a familiar meal can create a delicious, just right moment for all. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Air? It's not like John was saying air. Let's get these guys in here. We've got Ask Your Mother in the house coming up. I did get a text. I got to find this because it was from Paula, who had been watching Landman. And she said, Paula from the 920 says, we've been watching Landman, and we think the show would have been good without the very unrealistic storyline with the women. Okay, Paula said it. I didn't want to say it was a woman thing, but his wife and his daughter, it's too much. Like, they're very open sexually, and that's fine. You know, I always wanted my kids to be able to approach me with anything. We have that kind of relationship, but it's so gratuitous in Landman. It's hard to watch. And you're right, Paula. I find myself fast-forwarding during certain storylines. Like I said, I like the whole oil thing and how they find it and the patch and, you know, watching the roughnecks and that kind of stuff and the drama about finding oil. But I fast forward. Yeah. You heard me.
Oh, you're talking about
are you watching it or you do you hear me talk? They're playing.
No, we've been watching it.
Oh,
my
okay.
wife and I have been. Yeah.
What do you think?
I've been watching it and she's been falling asleep to it. But
hey, OK, I'll tell you this. My wife and I watched a movie one night. She literally fell asleep during the opening credits.
Oh, no.
She wakes up at the end, and she goes, what happened? I'm like, no, not doing this. Hey, that is the voice of Aerith Rathsack, and he is the front man for the band Ask Your Mother.
I am.
A Northeast Wisconsin band, and Adam Krause is here, too, tuning his guitar that is music to my ears.
everybody's
ears.
Yeah, tuning's an issue in the frigid, frozen weather, but we'll do our best.
Wait, when you say it's cold, that scares me. Like, are the pipes, can you not?
No, I should be all right.
Okay.
I should be all right.
It does affect your singing, though, right?
Yeah, actually, it makes it okay, better. I prefer, if I given the choice with my voice, I would prefer cold versus hot.
Okay.
Like, give me, we just played up at Kroll's in December outside before a Packer game, and that was perfect. Like, my voice felt great, but like, give me, if it's 90 out and I have to sing all the, I don't know, I'd prefer the 30 degrees versus 90.
Wow, really? Okay.
For singing wise, not saying that I'd like to play outside in that yeah. type of temperature, but yeah.
Did you guys see Craig T. Nelson sing the national anthem?
I saw that he did it. I didn't see him do it though.
Yeah.
Did anybody see? Were you there for that game?
I was not there. I was looking though for Luther and Dauber from Coach, but yeah. turns out they didn't make the trip. No,
I thought we talked about it. I thought he was fine, you know. Yeah. But he's 80, and it was freezing.
He's 80 years
old.
It
was very cold. I mean, that wasn't. I mean, when we played outside, that was like 28 or 30
yeah.
degrees. That was. Cold that
it was
day.
Cold,
that would have been tough.
It was comfortable,
especially yeah. with the guitar. Your fingers. That's
yeah. That's the hardest part. Is trying to stay limber, and the tuning is way off.
Yeah.
Which is my excuse in that weather.
It's good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us back.
How are things in general? How are things with Ask Your Mother?
Good.
Staying busy?
Yeah, we're as busy as we want to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a nice place to be. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like, try not to oversaturate what, you know, to the market and try not to, so it's not like boring to us as well.
Yeah.
It makes it more of an event, makes it more fun, yeah, and we're not playing as much.
Our shows, we're at a point in our careers where our shows are events. Our shows are, you know, a big deal. And we want people to feel that, and we feel that too. So.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fantastic. Tell me again. I know you guys have told me this before. Where does the name Ask Your Mother come from?
So, like, we're the new guys. So, like, we weren't there for the naming of the band. The story's been told to us, so we can only assume
like
that it's true. Well, no, it's I get it.
The story's been passed down through the ages.
Yeah. So apparently they were just joking around because like everybody in the band's a dad, and they were joking around about how many times a day they tell their kids like ask your mother, and then like one of the guys was like, that's the band name, and like that should be the band name. It'd be like, what's the name of the band? Ask Your Mother. And then like, oh yeah, okay.
That's
and then it
awesome.
Just they couldn't think of anything better and just stuck. So that was it.
What do you guys have coming up? I know I'm sure were the holidays busy for you? Do you have a busy time of year?
Busier in summer than the winter, okay, and that's kind of on purpose. You know, there's more festivals going on, more, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, we do have a really big show coming up. Well, I'll let Adam talk about that because he wanted to talk about that.
I'll talk about the big shows.
I'm going to talk about, well, actually, Saturday we're in Freedom.
That's right.
Freedom, Wisconsin. At Buzzes, so we'll be playing
there.
It's
like a suburb, right, of Green Bay, basically?
It's not far. It's probably closer to Green Bay than it is. It's pretty close to Depere, so it's not too far from there.
Mm-hmm.
We are also doing, following, I think we're in Ashwaubenon Lanes coming up.
Ashwaubenon Lanes the following week, yeah.
And that's on Friday, and then I think Saturday, I don't know.
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
We'll be back in Fond du Lac.
Jeez, that's done. Yeah.
Back in the Lac. All right, back Fond du Lac. So when is that?
That would be the
25th.
Yeah.
Fat Joe's mm-hmm. in Fond du Lac on the 25th. Ashwaubenon Lanes
is
the 24th.
They had a fire there last year or something, didn't they? Or
that I am not sure of.
I wasn't there, at least. That's what I said.
You told the cops.
Well, you lit the place on fire metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
You light it up, yeah, for sure.
all right, I like it when you can light it up like that. Well, that's cool. So what's the big event?
So Adam, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
We got one coming up in February, actually.
February 15th, we're doing our second annual Grandmother of All Shows with Grand Union. The band Grand Union are good friends in that band. They do the country. We do the rock. It's a country and rock super show. It's a blast. We get up. We play with them. They play with us. We do songs
interchange
together.
Members. It's kind of fun.
Wow.
It's a great time. That one's taking place at Tanner's in Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fun. The cool part about that is, like, you know, it's legit nonstop music. Like, we have all our stuff set up. Both bands have their stuff set up at the same time. They'll start playing, or we'll start playing. I don't know who's going to start. We'll probably do a coin flip like we did last year.
Do a coin flip, see who goes first to play a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other, like, as soon as we're done, like, then, or they're done, or whoever goes first, then the next band goes, and it's nonstop. And then at the end, I think we did like five or six songs as
it was a super group, like everybody on stage at once.
That's fun.
Yeah. It was insane.
It's a show like none other that we do during the year, mm-hmm. so it's a real good time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk more about that, and then you guys are going to play something?
Yeah, we got a couple songs ready to go.
All right, fantastic. Ask Your Mother. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause are here. We'll be back. They're gonna rock. They're going to blow the roof off the dump. That's what we say in the entertainment business. I could say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I say the more my work gets done. 'Cause I live and breathe in Philadelphia freedom. From the day that I was born, I waved the flag. Philadelphia freedom took me knee high to a man. Yeah.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Buyout offers for millions of federal employees, not so fast.
Federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocking the Trump administration from implementing its buyout offer for federal employees. It comes on what was scheduled to be deadline day for the more than 2 million federal workers facing buyouts. Part of Elon Musk's effort to cut the federal government workforce under President Trump's direction.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House today. A federal judge in Boston will consider a request from 18 state attorneys general to block Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. A SEPTA train carrying roughly 350 people went up in flames on Thursday night outside Philadelphia. It happened during rush hour, but all the passengers and crew were able to get out safely. And an aircraft carrying 10 people south of the Arctic Circle in Alaska has gone missing. Rescuers spent the night searching for any sign of it. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjan Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. We're looking at around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down late on Saturday afternoon. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high right around 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightly with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to have a best of show with lots of fun guests. I hope you enjoy, and we'll be back tomorrow for a great show.
A 1, 2. It was a teenage wedding and a hopeless wish to win. You can see that the end truly loves animals.
All right. We got a big week here. Yeah, we got the boss. Yeah. We got Frank Herman's Woo! Here in studio now. Good to see you,
good
buddy.
Good to see you, brother.
So yeah. Great to have you, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate when you ask me, man. Anytime. I love this stuff.
I want to say, I just said this to you off the air, but I want to say it again because we had, we came and saw your show. My wife and two kids and I went down to the Meyer on December 21st, and I told you that kicked off our Christmas season. I remember we ate at Nakashima, and then we went to, and it was so much fun. And it put us, it was the best Christmas ever. And I'm not saying it was just because of your show, but like that 2 week stretch started with that. It was like one of the bookends.
Sure.
And it was a blast. Yeah. It was the first time I had seen your show in so long, and you guys crushed it. I highly recommend people check that out because it's such a great festive show.
It really is. Our Christmas show, it's something new every year. Yeah. And next year, this is my idea for next year. Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
The Who's and the What's. You got Whoville. Okay,
The
What's live next door, so they might be a little bit different. Okay, and there's a competition on decorations and baking. So, and then hilarity ensues.
I think it'll be one of like your things where you sit down and 90 minutes later you have a show.
I'll have a show.
My daughter all Christmas was doing your. First of all, I the voice you did to play Clark Griswold, it was like a Ted Knight.
It was a cross between something.
It was so
yes,
funny.
Yes, it was. I was the authoritarian father from the 1950s.
And then you were like doing this gallop where you dance, and she did that all break. It was so much fun. Thank you again for helping us get in the Christmas spirit. Yeah. How different are all the shows? You do one every year. That's got to be tough to keep it fresh.
Yeah, it is, you know, because there's only so many Christmas shows. So I got to tell you what, we've done spoofs on, you know, the Christmas Carol. Modern times, we've gone back in time. We've done Santa. We've done elves. We've done the Elf on the Shelf. I mean, we did the sad Christmas where someone loses their wife and they're on a Christmas tree farm and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all, you pull the whole, I know, it's we still make it funny. But there's always a new idea. You can keep it fresh. And Christmas humor is so fun to write. And when we do a Christmas show, that's really our only show that's rated G, okay? Everything else is PG-13, yeah. Even though it was a little PG, but most of our shows are PG-13, like Saturday Night Live a little bit. It's a blast writing a Christmas show because we get a lot of the kids out like, hey, Mom and Dad, can we go see Anchorman? No.
All right, so let's. I know we have you for a limited time. This is so cool you stopped by here on your way to rehearsal, basically down the street. It's so much fun. But let's get this into. This is if you're watching on the stream. This is Frank's next show, next big show at the Meyer, right?
Anchorman, Frank Burgundy, Stay Elegant, Green Bay. So we spoof Anchorman. A lot of the spoofs of that. Of course, we got Brick Hibbard on weather, and we got Champ Hibbard on sports, and of course Paul Fontana, the Eye in the Sky. But the whole thing is 1974. What happened in 1974? Well, the Nixon left. The
big deal.
Yeah, with Deep Throat and all that stuff. And also, it was the Equal Opportunity Act that came out that women could get credit without getting a cosigner from a male. Did you know this? 1974. So the whole show is based upon women getting their due. Getting their due. So actually, my wife, before we because we make fun of the opposite sex in this show.
Sure.
But it's all in good fun. And my wife, actually, before we do the show, she's going to come out. Because I always say, hey, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and she's going to come out and do a disclaimer. Folks, this is 1974. And this is comedy that shouldn't offend you because it's meant in comedy. But it will. It's kind of like, well, I guess you, like Archie. Or not. No, I'm sorry. All in the Family.
Archie Bunker. Yeah.
You know, women's place was in the home. Well, I as Anchorman, a woman should bring me coffee piping hot. That's what a woman should do.
With my Raleigh Fingers mustache. I love that.
Yeah, and a smoke.
I think what would be offensive is if they rolled back that.
Yes.
Like, joking is one thing.
Yeah.
Don't take it away, though, right?
Yeah.
That sounds really fun, Frank. Yeah. I love it. And what a great thing to parody, Anchorman.
And all the songs are from 1973, 74, 75. Okay. So there's some great, great music. ELO in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love ELO. So,
I know. There's some great, great music. And a little bit of the disco, too. A little bit of the disco touching on that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get to a song, you got another big show kind of up in my hood.
Yeah.
Marinette.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, people in Marinette listening. It's the Let Me Be Frank tribute show at the Theater on the Bay, February 1st at 7 p.m. There are still a few tickets if you want to move quickly. I recommend this highly. That theater's been redone. They have new sound, beautiful. New seats. It's great. It's right on the bay. It's beautiful. So check out Frank's show Saturday night. I know my folks are going.
Yeah.
What can people expect to see there?
This is our Las Vegas show that we do in Vegas every year, but we usually play Vegas in January. We didn't want to do it this year.
Okay.
Family, you know, kids.
Sure.
So we've decided to, we did it at the Schwabin on PAC. We had 550 folks for that show. Nice. And then we're coming up this Saturday to Marinette to do it. And what it is our tribute to, like, I do Cher and Elvis. Okay. I'm an impersonator. My wife is probably the best Reba McEntire impersonator will ever see. We also have an Adele impersonator. She looks and sounds just like Adele. And the one funny story about Sarah, who does Adele, when we were in Las Vegas, Adele had canceled her concert. So we advertised in Las Vegas, no, Adele is at the Plaza Casino.
She lives.
And we had so many folks come see the show from other casinos. It was awesome. And then we got Paul Evenson as Neil Diamond. He is one of the best. My brother Mike does George Jones. Looks like him. Sounds
is he in
like
the show?
Him. Yeah. The possum. And then we have Casey Schumacher, who does Karen Carpenter. Looks, sounds just like her. And, of course, Lisa Borley, who does Barbara Streisand. So what you get? You get four songs out of each one of those artists. And a little bit of a twist the way we do things funny. Like I'll come. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you coming out. I know what you're thinking to yourself, man. That guy looks a lot like Kurt Russell. That's right. I'm Kurt Russell doing Elvis Presley. That's who I'm impersonating.
You must hear so many different people because there's times I think you look like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I get it.
I totally see Kurt Russell. Yep. Elvis, obviously. Oh, yep. You must hear a ton of people.
Well, it's so funny. People come after the show years ago. Wow, you look just like Elvis Presley. I'm like, have you looked at him?
Yeah, not recently.
I don't look anything like Elvis Presley, but you put a little makeup on, you make your hair black, and put that southern drawl in your voice and sing a little bit, man. Yeah. That's all you need to get that big baritone voice going.
That's so great. Yep. All right, so check out, if you're listening in Marinette, check out the show. It's Let Me Be Frank tribute show, February 1st, Saturday night, 7 p.m.
This Saturday.
Fantastic. It's in 3 days, folks, so move quickly. Say hello to my parents. I would be there, but I have this football fundraiser I told you about every year, but... I think, and it's the exact same hours. But if you guys hang out in Marinette,
you're there.
You're gonna party, or you're gonna drive home.
You know, we probably gotta go drive home. we're all older. We don't do that anymore. I can't tell you the last time I really had a drink. It's crazy.
Really?
You know, I mean, I have. Don't get me wrong, but it's like it used to be a thing where we've done this for 25 years.
Yeah,
you know, we used to have a bar in town in St. Brennan's. And that they'd feed us free drinks every night. Every night we go down there, and because we'd bring the party down there after the show. It's hard every morning when you got kids.
I know.
You know,
you got a lot of kids.
I do. I have a lot of kids.
They make you earn it.
That's right.
I know. I was out. I had a comedian friend of mine, Tom Clark, good Wisconsin.
I know Tom.
He was there last week, so I met him out. Yeah. There was a band playing in the bar. It was like an old school bar band.
Sure.
Just playing. It was really fun. I haven't been out in a while either. I'm not as old as you, Frank. Quite. I'm getting there though. hey, you want to play something for us?
I would. Can I want to tie in some stories that you were
doing.
I'm driving in, and it's like you touched everything that I want. The YMCA. He works at the YMCA. I want to tell you a story about 1992. I'm working out at the YMCA, and in walks this blonde guy with long hair, skinny little guy. And he wants to bench, and he wants me to spot. Brent Michaels from Poison. I spotted Brent Michaels.
Funny.
They did their show at, I think that's when, what's his name? Who was our quarterback at the time? Got up and sang every
Don
rose. Don Mikowski.
Kinda, he kind of looked like Brett.
So that's my YMCA story. And then curmudgeon.
What did he bench? What did Brett Michaels bench?
He put up 135. So I had, it wasn't that impressive.
He's a rock star.
It wasn't that impressive. Huh? Right. Anyway, but he was tiny. I couldn't believe how tiny he was. And I'm like, oh, sure, I'll spot for you. Let me take some plates off. My curmudgeon story. We had a band at Doc's Comedy Club. I don't know if our house band was called Curmudgeon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Kenny Dennison was the singer. Pat Hibbard played bass, my partner.
Yeah.
And Steve Arndt played guitar. And I thought of that right away when you brought that up. And then, of course, the other thing you were talking about, Fred Klett, one of my favorite comedians of all time.
Yeah.
Cerebral comic, and he was just made you think a little bit.
He was very his comedy was very cerebral, which was strange because Fred was not particularly bright. No, he's a great guy. I've been trying to get him up to this football fundraiser for years.
Expensive?
No. You know what? Fred's such a good guy. He said, Pete, I will come up there and do it for free just to hang out like we used to back in the day. Because I haven't seen Fred in probably 20 years. And I said, look, I'm going to pay you, but I'd love to see you. But I haven't heard back from him in a couple years. So it could be me.
Could be you.
Maybe he thinks I stole his money from the YMCA in Grand Forks. I don't know.
You really got your wallet stolen.
We got our wallets stolen.
That sucks so bad.
Sure did.
And talking about wiring money, how did you even know how to do it?
I mean, learned.
You learned.
Because I was desperate. I wouldn't know how to do it now.
Yeah.
Venmo, I guess. Venmo, but yeah, there was nothing like that back then.
Crazy.
It was pretty scary. But Frank Hermes is in the studio, folks, hanging out. He's got a new show opening. He's going to be in Marinette Saturday. And I love when he brings his guitar.
Yeah, I thought I'd do a 70s song because that's what we're doing, the 70s song. And this is one from Elvin Bishop. And it came in my head as I was driving here. Let's see what it sounds like. Haven't played it in a while. I was just practicing it backstage.
All right.
Backstage. Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they take your heart. Oh, but Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Takes them from the fire to the frying pan. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Remember this one?
I love that song.
Yeah.
What's the name, though?
It's called Stephen Bishop.
Poor
Jimmy sits alone in moonlight. Saw his woman kiss another man. So he steals a letter, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on. He just keeps on trying, and he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, the first time is the last time. Make her feel so sad. If you know it, show it. Hold on tight, don't let her say goodbye. Ooh. Got the sun on my shoulder, got my toes in the sand. Woman's left me for some other man. But I don't care, I'll stay here and stay ten. Throw out my heart and see where it lands. On and on, I'll just keep on trying. And I smile when I feel like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on.
That is some serious range, brother. Wow.
Oh,
that's so good. Is that in Anchorman?
No. Let me tell you a story about that song. So I performed that song in, I don't even know what show it was. And that was Stephen Bishop's songs were bought by BMG. I did not know this because I pay ASCAP BMI to play songs. Well, BMG is a different company. And I didn't have the rights to play that song. So somebody came and saw me sing that song. And I had I put it on YouTube. And they told me I couldn't perform it. So I thought I'd do it right now. All the
they
time
can't do anything now.
They
it's
can't
done.
Do it now.
I'll tell you my Richard Marx story when we come back.
Oh,
he's like
let's
the Stephen
it.
Bishop of the 80s or 90s, whatever. Yeah. All right, Frank Hermes is in the studio. We have him for a few more minutes. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has five electoral votes, and Maine, which has four, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with two congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
I found this the other night. I totally forgotten about this song. And I'm like, that is a gem.
It's one of the best.
So I sent it to the K-Man. He lined it up. Now we have it.
You got to slow dance with your girl with that one.
I like that song so much, I would almost slow dance by myself. I wouldn't care about the looks. I would dance like
would
nobody's
you cop
watching.
A feel? Would you cop a feel yourself?
Of myself? Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
I would
too.
Slow dance like yeah. no one's watching. Yeah. So it's good to have you here, buddy. You know, I got to tell you, too, yeah. when we went to your show, Frank's Christmas, uh-huh. I could swear, because you were just here before that, like a week before, yeah. a couple yeah. weeks before, mm-hmm. you brought Harrison, your yeah. son, who sang Dear Prudence. It was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
He had a doppel. There was a guy that looked just like him.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Harrison. I go, we got to get you back on the show sometime. You know, and he looked, this guy looked at me. I go, Harrison? I'm like, and he goes, no. I'm like,
did he say his
nice
name
night.
Was Jack? Did he say his name was Jack?
No.
Okay.
Do you have another son
yeah,
that looks like
Jack?
You?
Well, kind of. I mean, they all look alike. Jack, did he sing before the show opened?
No. Your other son, he was good too.
Okay,
though,
no. Then that wasn't Harrison, it was someone else.
I said enough. That I think he would know. I
okay.
know you and
okay,
your son, but
was,
yeah, yeah, it was very.
That's funny.
So 70s music. That's yeah. going to be fun. Yeah. You have kids that are very musical, Frank.
Yeah,
I have kids that are interested in the entertainment business. What do you tell yours? Like, how do you tell them to go about it if that's what they want to do?
Well, what I tell them is first, get a real degree. Well, you know, and Harrison is going in the ninth grade, and he wants to go to Juilliard. I mean, I said first of all, you got to get 4.0. And he is a exceptional musician. I mean, he's playing at, you know, he could play professionally right now. He could play with okay. me. He can read. He's an amazing drummer. And I said, if you want to go to Juilliard, first of all, you got to be able to read music. You got to be able to go in. They'll give you a tablature and music, and you don't even know the song, but you can play it.
Yeah.
So he's learning that skill right now. And but I said, you know, music is a tough, entertainment is tough. Always have something in the back. I had a marketing degree and a communications degree. And I went into business before I got into theater and stuff. He said, Dad, can I take over the theater? I go, you got to know, it ain't just performing.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of other stuff, marketing and the business end of it. And being able to not spend money, which is hard.
Absolutely.
Which is hard.
That's. Really
and spend it when you can.
Yeah, because what you do is so much more about just the entertainment.
Yeah.
You also told me you built, when you owned Doc's Comedy Club, when mm-hmm. I first met you, you built the stage. You built, like, you're
we did.
A pretty good carpenter too.
That's
you
my brother.
Build sets.
Oh, that's okay. my brother Mike does that. I have
okay.
To build anything, you need people.
Yeah.
You know, you can be that one person, but you got to have that carpenter. You got to have that plumber. You got. I have all of those guys in my back pocket because of relationships. What's the one thing to being successful? It's relationships and the people you know and the camaraderie that you have. It's not the money.
Right.
It's the people you know that help you.
It's like in any other business. Mm-hmm. And the thing I would tell people, like when you say have a fallback, I say go for what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You will see so many peripheral things open up. I know where I lived, even in L.A., most of the parents at the school, they maybe went out there to be actors. Mm-hmm. Now they're casting directors. They drive trucks on the studio. They're carpenters, electricians. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of stuff. So, and I don't think people realize that. No,
it takes that one chance. A performer of mine, Jack Janowitz, is out in L.A., and he's the Aladdin at Walt Disney. Okay. And he decided, because he's so good, he was so talented, was on American Idol. He was actually on the series. He got cut.
Nice.
But Jack got his degree in, what's it called when you're a court reporter and you type?
Stenographer?
Stenographer.
Yeah.
Guy makes like 180 grand a year out in L.A. doing stenography. And he goes from every, you know, courthouse to courthouse. So he does that on the side. Plus, he can still audition.
Those guys make that much money?
They make huge money. And he's contract labor. It's not like he works for the district attorney. He just goes where people need him. So the big cases. That's why he makes the money. And he just brings his little thing. He can type like 300 words a minute.
And does it have to be like perfect grammar? Or
no.
Do you just get the gist?
You just get the gist. He can read it. Then he can, I don't know who looks. Because if you look at a stenographer, it's like 20 buttons. That isn't. It's not like a typewriter.
Oh,
so
really?
You're okay. Right. I don't know if you're doing phrases. I don't know how they do it. But apparently he's really good at it.
If more people knew how much those guys made, they'd take typing.
When Austin came to me, Dad, I want to go to Juilliard. I go, great, out-of-state tuition. I go, first of all, we need to get a scholarship if you do that. And one of the ways to do it is auditioning and getting your craft and straight A's. And always have a backup with what you're doing. You can always, and I hate to say this, you can always get a job and do music on the side and make
money.
You can do that.
And have that outlet.
You can do
for
that.
Sure.
Because you need to, you need to be able to sustain yourself. If you make it right away, great. You know, you got to get that one break.
You do, and you know, I met several people.
Yeah,
like myself included. In a way, I moved to LA within 3 months. I got booked on a VH1 show with Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
It was the two of us, and I was like, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah,
and then
I'm going.
I'm coasting, and then the show doesn't. We shot one episode. It got canceled. I'm like, oh my god! Like, it's very scary, but. Yeah. I think that can almost be a drawback. I think people that do well have some grit. You know what I mean? Like, and you develop it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to learn, my God, this is not easy. I got lucky, you know? But
you had
fantastic.
Filmmaking, you had comedy, you had all these other things that you could do.
Yeah, but I wasn't a master of any of them. You know what I mean? Like, I made my living in stand-up. I learned how to make a movie when I made a movie and just surrounded myself with good people.
Okay,
I fully support, like, what you're telling Harrison, I think, is great. Get as much education as you can for whatever it is.
Yeah. And I always tell them, I'm a hack musician, I'm a hack actor, and I'm a hack comedian. I'm not the best. I'm just good at all.
Yeah.
And if you want to be good, you got to be great at that.
But that's cool. That's like a lifetime achievement award. You've done enough stuff.
Correct.
That you're good at. It's pretty cool. And Frank, I think you're really cool. Thank you so much, buddy, for coming in.
It's funny you say that. I was just nominated for a lifetime achievement award for the BAMMies, Bay Area Music.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you need
all that is getting old.
Well, and lasting, surviving.
Yes.
I'll be your plus one.
All right,
no offense,
thanks,
Amy. All right, Frank Hermes, check him out in Marinette Saturday night. Anchorman Hello Green Bay opens February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets. An institution here, buddy. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go to rehearsal.
Frank Hermes, he's going to go sing like the wind. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal workers now on hold after a federal judge stepped in.
The judge set a hearing for Monday to consider blocking the buyout offer. 10 days ago, more than 2 million federal employees received an email with a choice: resign now and be paid through September, or run the risk of being laid off. More than 60,000 federal workers have taken the offer, which is now on pause.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The USAID workforce will soon be reduced from roughly 14,000 people to fewer than 300 employees, according to sources. An internal email shared with ABC News shows just 12 employees to be signed to the entire continent of Africa, 21 employees for all of the Middle East. Power out and schools closed in parts of eastern Tennessee after severe weather swept through overnight. A Philadelphia commuter train carrying 350 people burst into flames last night. Everyone got out safely. This is ABC News.
Patient